Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through the question, where do all the workers go? And also, we start the show off with a beautiful example of a liberal challenging a leftist. For all of you that have liberal friends, I think Barry Weiss challenging Brian Stelter is one of the greatest pieces of television I have seen in recent memory. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. If you want to email us your thoughts, you could do so freedom@charliekirk.com. I read every single email. Make sure you come to America Fest December 18, 19, 20, 21 in Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be beyond incredible, everybody. tpusa.com/AMFEST. If you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Leah from Bedford, Texas. Thank you. Deborah from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho for supporting us. Thank you. Cynthia from Lake Forest, Illinois. Thank you. Rick from Washington. Thank you. Lisa from Virginia. Thank you. Maureen from Alabama. Thank you. Paul from Tennessee. Thank you. Julie from Glendora. Thank you. Stephanie from Camarillo. Thank you. Barbara from Alabama. Thank you. Penny from Troy, Illinois. Thank you. Ryan from Chandler, Alabama. Thank you. Lisa from Chesapeake, Virginia. And Ken from North Carolina. And Heather from St. Augustine. Very generous support. Thank you. Benjamin from Hawaii. And Tracy from New Jersey. When you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you make our work possible. You say, Charlie, I like what you're doing. I want you to hire more staff. Help us grow. Help us have a growth mindset. charliekirk.com/support. Important episode coming up. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Barry Weiss is a very interesting person. The world has gone mad. That goes without saying. A lot of you say, of course. But even just saying that the world has gone mad is now a controversial statement, according to CNN. Barry Weiss is a former New York Times reporter. She's smart. She's tough. She has a really good Substack. If you don't know what Substack is, it's a rather interesting decentralized platform. Is that one way to put it? Where you kind of get people, you can kind of get what they're saying as they say it and support them. I get her emails. I don't agree with everything she says. She kind of strikes me as kind of an old school, moderate liberal, but she's really courageous and she speaks about issues that matter. And she now has a new article that has come out this last week that is making the rounds. I want to read from it, where she wrote about how the whole world has gone woke and has lost their minds. And she says, why are moms like me being called domestic terrorists? She reposted this article from Maude Moran. She says this, quote, she quotes, I am a mother of four, a criminal defense attorney, and a lifelong liberal who is deeply concerned about the direction of New York City public schools. I've been outspoken about my views, along with an untold number of frustrated parents. For that, the FBI is considering using the Patriot Act against me. Let me explain. Last month, National School Board Association, an umbrella organization representing thousands of local elected school board officials, sent a letter to President Biden. The letter implored the White House to enlist support of Homeland Security, FBI, Department of Justice to investigate the threat, adding that the alleged crimes fall under the purview of the Patriot Act in regards to domestic terrorism. Barry Weiss has covered a variety of different issues, from why people are suing UCLA for not wanting to discriminate against their students, and she's kind of getting a reputation as a former New York Times reporter, as someone who's actually willing to tell the truth. Someone who is willing to speak clearly and courageously. So she went on CNN this weekend at the low-rating, not-well-watched show hosted by Brian Stelter. And does Barry Weiss have a new book out? Is that right? Does she have a new book out? So this is a two-minute clip. I want you to listen to the whole clip. So Brian Stelter asked Barry Weiss, kind of like, oh, Barry Weiss, you say the world has gone mad. Why do you say the world has gone mad? And she owns Stelter to his face. Barry Weiss is able to say so clearly, here's why the world has gone mad. Why are you not doing anything about it? And then he challenges, says, oh, well, it's not like you're not allowed to say those things. Play Barry Weiss, some of the most beautiful 2 minutes on television of CNN being called out to their face. By the way, this is a moderate liberal. She is not a conservative. She's not a leftist. This is someone who's on the center left who worked for the New York Times. Listen.
You're right. There are tens of millions of Americans who aren't on the hard left or the hard right who feel the world has gone mad. So in what ways has the world gone mad?
Well, you know, when you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad. When, in the name of progress, young school children, as young as kindergarten, are being separated in public schools because of their race, and that is called progress rather than segregation, the world has gone mad. There are dozens of examples that I could share with you and with
and
your
you
viewers.
And you often say, you say
everyone
aloud.
Everyone sort of knows this. And
you say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, who try and claim that, you know, it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. It was,
but
I mean,
who
let's
said
just
that
take
at
an
CNN?
Example.
But I'm just saying, when you say aloud, I just think it's a provocative thing you say. You say we're not allowed to talk about these things, but they're all over the internet. I can Google them.
Brian,
I can find them everywhere. I've heard about every story you mentioned.
Of course.
So I'm just suggesting, of course, people are allowed to cover whatever they want to cover.
But you and I both know, and it would be delusional to claim otherwise, that touching your finger to an increasing number of subjects that have been deemed third rail by the mainstream institutions and increasingly by some of the tech companies will lead to reputational damage, perhaps you losing your job, your children sometimes being demonized as well. And so what happens is a kind of internal self-censorship. This is something that I saw over and over again when I was at the New York Times.
And that 2 minutes is some of the most important television for all of you that are listening to this. We'll post this at charliekirk.com and we'll repost it on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast page throughout what we are doing. Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Why is that some of the most important piece of television? Because here you have a moderate liberal against a propagandist, Brian Stelter, who's never had an original thought in his life. He just toes the party line, does what he's told, says what he needs to say. They just give him a script. He says it. And she says no. She says, you know what, there are interesting stories that you're ignoring here on this network, CNN. For example, Hunter Biden's emails, the origins of the Fauci virus, funding of gain-of-function research, gain-of-function research and where the money came from. And what you see there in real time is an honest liberal. And this is the important point for those of you that are listening that have liberals in your life. Send that clip to them and say, which side are you on? Are you on the Brian Stelter side or are you on the Barry Weiss side? Are you in the side that tries to have a liberation from groupthink and the tyranny of conformity? Or are you on the side that just wants to propagandize the party line, do what you're told, never actually have any sort of comprehensive conversation of solutions, what's actually occurring in the country? And this goes to the distinction of a liberal versus a leftist. Brian Stelter is a leftist. He's a, at best, Pravda-style communication czar who goes on television, no different than Caesar Flickerman in the Hunger Games, except Caesar Flickerman had hair and Brian Stelter does not. And Caesar Flickerman was skinny and Brian Stelter is not. And Caesar Flickerman was funny and Brian Stelter is not. And Caesar Flickerman was popular and Brian Stelter is not. Besides that, they're exactly the same. where there is this question that arises, which is a very legitimate question, of are the people on television at all ever self-aware at the damage they're doing to American society? Well, Barry Weiss is one of the few that deserves to be platformed. Again, I don't agree with her on everything. In fact, I'm sure that if we have different views on abortion and different views on transgender stuff and different views on, I don't know, pick your certain issue, I'm sure that I'm much more strict on immigration than she is. Whatever. But she believes in something that will help keep this country alive for the time being. She believes in something virtuous. Freedom of speech, dialogue, differences of opinion, individual initiative. She believes in liberty. Barry Weiss is the type of Democrat that used to exist in this country. Barry Weiss is the type of Democrat that used to say, you know what, I agree to disagree. You might have a difference of opinion, but I'll still allow you to speak. She is different than Brian Stelter, who's the type of leftist that we're going to have to encounter tonight at University of Vermont, where at University of Vermont, they say, oh, we disagree with you, therefore we want to shut you up. Barry Weiss would say, I disagree with Charlie. Let's see what he has to say. It's a completely different approach. Freedom of speech is not a left-wing value. It's a liberal value, small L classical liberal value. And the distinction is critical. Everybody, look, there are shortages all over the place. We are running out of stuff quickly. It's scary out there. We can't get fish sticks anymore, Sour Patch Kids, toilet paper, diapers. It's not a joke. People are going to suffer because of the malevolence and some would say the incompetence of this regime. I'm a prepper. So my wife and I were good because we know that calamity and chaos, it's coming. In fact, it's already here. With food shortages all across the country, it's a reality. We got to prepare for it. That's why we looked far and wide. We said, hey, on the Charlie Kirk Show, we want to partner with a company that knows how to prepare for you, doesn't rip you off. It's not one of those awful things that is like infomercials. No, these are real people. We know the owners, and they're My Patriot Supply. The smartest thing you could do right now is get a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I have vetted them. I have boxes of their stuff at our home because when things start to fall apart, we're going to be well fed at our home because we know that we have My Patriot Supply. You could save $100 right now on their 3-month emergency food kit. Just in time before all the panic. Literally, Pete Buttigieg is coming out and he's saying things are running out. Good luck. It'll be like Hunger Games, Lord of the Flies. But if you take advantage of my offer right now, you'll be well fed. You get 3 months worth of breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks over 2,000 calories a day. And since you're saving $100 per kit, get one for each member of your family. It's the best investment because I know you know deep down, things might end up looking like a third world country sometime soon. It's not good, but I'm able to offer you something with preparewithkirk.com, a wide variety of delicious foods. You won't get bored. So go to preparewithkirk.com. Save $100 per 3-month kit, and you can't beat this price. Order now with preparewithkirk.com, and your food will ship fast. It arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Save $100 on a 3-month emergency food kit today. Again, things are falling apart. Make sure you can feed your family. It's super easy. It also supports our show. So you kill two birds, one stone. Prepare for the chaos that's already here, and it's going to get worse, unfortunately. And also support our show. Preparewithkirk.com. There's a mystery out there, and you can help us solve it. Some of you have an idea of how we can answer this question together. I think I have a good idea of what is happening, but I don't have the complete picture. But I definitely know the problem, and we're going to talk about the problem together, and then we're going to figure out what exactly the main reason, the driving reason is, and then what I think their solution is going to be. Wall Street Journal writes this piece, and it's exactly what we've been saying on our team, because we're traveling the country, and we saw the most bizarre thing yesterday. So the Wall Street Journal has the piece, Where Did All the Workers Go? So we are in Loudoun County, and we, on our way to Vermont, and we asked ourselves the question, we said, why are the Starbucks, and again, some people on our team love Starbucks. I know I'm going to get blown up by that, but whatever. Go to secondvote.com and learn how terrible Starbucks actually is. Secondvote.com, promo code Charlie to get some money off. Starbucks were closing at 10 a.m. in Northern Virginia. They were open for 5 hours. They could not find the workers to keep Starbucks open. We went to Cheesecake Factory last evening after our event, and I kid you not, there must have been, what, 20 tables that were not wiped off or cleared on our way. They said that they have only half of their workers showing up to work. I went to a place in Phoenix, Arizona last weekend. Protein House, great place if you're in Phoenix. You should check it out. It's a terrific restaurant. Two great conservative Christian patriots that run that place. And they said that they are paying people as cashiers $17 an hour, and they can't get people to do the work. $17 an hour. And they just kind of show up whenever they want to show up. They do whatever they want. We are hearing about this labor crunch all across the country. People are calling it a tight job market, a strict tight job market. And I can't quite figure it out. Now, before you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, you say, well, Charlie, it's obviously the stimulus payments. Those have stopped. Charlie, it's obvious the generous unemployment benefits. Those have stopped. They're still continuing in certain states, nowhere like where they used to be. Or Charlie, it's all this. So let's work. There's lots of different elements to this. There is no obvious answer. If you think you got the obvious answer to this, then email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, because I'm genuinely interested. There is a labor shock and shortage that we've never seen before. And let me just tell you the way that they're going to try to spin it. They're going to try to say, okay, therefore, we need more immigrants to come into America to go do these jobs because they're willing, eager, because people don't want to work. We got one email, though. And they said, Charlie, why don't people, and this is a really important point, they say, where have all the workers gone? This is from James, who emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Where have all the workers gone? We didn't just create too many jobs. It looks like the labor force disappeared. Are high schoolers not working anymore? Where did they go? Well, that's an important, high schoolers don't work anymore because most parents don't actually want their kids to work. They'd rather have their kids do AAU basketball, competitive sports, study to go to college. The labor force participation for high schoolers is the lowest it's been in our country's history. I think that makes America more entitled. I think that makes America less competitive. I think that high schoolers working is a great thing. And I started to see this kind of change when I was in high school, where kids that didn't need the extra income for their house, they're like, yeah, why would I go work? I'll go do sports or kind of take the summer off. Wall Street Journal asked this question, where did all the workers go? Labor Department last week and a half ago, reported another disappointing month for employment. But the problem wasn't a dearth of jobs. The question is, what happened to the workers? And no one has a good answer to this. I've asked economists, I've asked job, and it's, I think it's a mixture of things. Number one, and I think our team member Jake said it best, I think there's this new expectation that I want to be able to work from my laptop, work from home, and physical manual work is something that no one wants to do anymore. That after the Fauci virus, wearing a mask, flipping burgers, I want nothing to do with it. That there's kind of this prejudice towards manual work. That people say, I don't want to do that anymore. Forget it. I would rather be unemployed. But I have the very honest question. The Wall Street Journal agrees with us. How are these people supporting themselves? The generous unemployment benefits have been restricted. It does say in the Wall Street Journal that there are still many other federal financial payments that don't require work, including a $300 monthly allowance per child, food stamps, and rental assistance. But people on food stamps have actually gone down in the last couple months. Many people have saved some of their transfer payments, and now Democrats are promising more. It says here in the Wall Street Journal, inflation may be tilting the scale to leisure instead of work. Average hourly earnings are rising fast, up 4.6% from a year ago, 7.4% at an annualized rate. But wage growth, after inflation, has been declining for many low-income Americans who spend more on incomes on food and energy, and prices are going up. We are seeing a labor shortage that is going to result in rising prices and a supply shock. What does that mean? What can we do about it? Look, if you've been keeping up with the news, or even if you haven't been, you might hear the word tapering being used a lot. It's the new Federal Reserve new buzzword, and you'll hear all kinds of meaning and definition for it. But what does it really mean? If Washington has to repay around $30 trillion it borrowed, guess where that's coming from? You guessed it, your pocket. Janet Yellen said we'd never see another financial crisis in our lifetime when she ran the Fed. Now, just 4 years later, she's warning of a catastrophe. And here we are. Our friends at Noble Gold can keep you safe and protect you. about whatever happens next by starting a precious metal IRA or 401k portfolio. You can start the fight of the coming wave of inflation and ride out the storm with your savings intact. Buy things that are inflation resistant. And as a bonus and a thank you, you receive a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with each qualifying plan you start this month. Buy things you can touch that are finite, not infinite, that are real and objective and are not some numbers on a screen. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. They destroyed our currency, and they're destroying it every single day. We just got an email here, Charlie Kirk, freedom@charliekirk.com from Baker City, Oregon. Charlie, our town needs workers in almost every business. One company will pay people to move and work for them. They pay for entry-level work $20 to $30 an hour. However, because weed is legal in Oregon, employees can't pass the drug test. I'm 70 years old and I want to go help at the grocery store, but they make me wear a mask. So I told them I could work at the store, but they say it's because of corporate. Employees must wear a mask, although customers do not. This is where the workers are. From Penny. Now, Penny makes a good point, which is some of the vaccine mandates, mask mandates, people are like, you know what? I don't want to have to go through this. It's not worth it. Ryan, one of our team members here on the Charlie Kirk Show, said, and we were asking, because I'm just trying to find the best answer to this. I don't think any, I think everyone has some perspective and everyone's right. There's a shortage because people still have money saved up from the unemployment benefits that's holding them to get a job. You'll see a boom in people getting jobs when they run out of money. I know a bunch of people younger age that say that, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. So you have savings, so you're going to live off your savings and then get a job instead of getting a job and then keeping your savings and growing your savings and then live a nice life. So you'd rather have 6 months of kind of luxury and leisure time instead of working and building a life. This is the economic illiteracy that is a byproduct of our government school education system. You're not supposed to live off your savings, everybody. I tell people that I save at least 25% of all the money that I personally earn. I encourage everyone to do that. Hard, I get it. You might live paycheck to paycheck, but eventually you get to your life. You get to a place in life. I hope that can be the case for you. Delayed gratification is a Western value that I will forsake something today to try to get something tomorrow or try to get something next week. Now, we have been long warning about this. And again, we are not an economic show. We're not CNBC. We're actually right on this program when it comes to economics because we've read the economic books. We know the laws of nature and nature's God. Every prediction we have made, not just me, but our whole team, Connor and Andrew and all of us around inflation has come true. We were mocked and ridiculed by the smart people when we said that inflation is coming. Buckle up. Well, now everybody is saying it. Carl Icahn has said that we're going to hit a wall and a crisis is coming. I want to play the one here. I think it's Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. Play cut five. This is how Buttigieg is trying to spin it, where he says, look, demand is up because income is up, because the president has successfully guided the economy out of the teeth of this terrifying recession. And so, look, Pete Buttigieg is on maternity leave or something because he adopted a child or something. And meanwhile, we have a supply chain crisis. We have boycotts through Southwest Airlines, which we'll get to in just 1 second. Make no mistake, the vaccine mandates and mask mandates is one of the reasons why we can't find workers. People do not want to put up with it. So it's actually hurting the economy. And so Pete Buttigieg obviously does not understand basic economics. Why? Well, Pete Buttigieg has never actually worked meaningfully in the private sector. You know what he did? He worked for McKinsey, which is a great crash course in how to offshore American workers and jobs to Wuhan, China. Pete Buttigieg does not understand supply chains, doesn't understand payroll, doesn't understand capital flows, never been an actual job creator or employer in his life. So he thinks it's great that the American dollar is weakening. He thinks it's great that our dollar is worth less than any other time in our nation's, you know, in modern monetary history. And he says it's a good thing. People have dollars. They're willing to spend them. This is a demand surplus. Now, what's the problem with that? Inflation is a tax on middle income and lower income workers. And the real reason why the other side wants inflation is that once you get inflation, it creates a mandate for government takeovers of industry. People then are going to say, well, we might as well nationalize that industry. We might as well give government-run housing to us because I can't afford to live there anymore. Inflation is the gateway drug of Marxism. Let me say that again. Inflation is a gateway drug to Marxism. Play cut five.
Look, part of what's happening isn't just the supply side. It's the demand side. Demand is off the charts. Retail sales are through the roof. And if you think about those images of ships, for example, waiting at anchor on the West Coast, you know, every one of those ships is full of record amounts of goods that Americans are buying because demand is up, because income is up, because the president has successfully guided this economy out of the teeth of a terrifying recession.
It's hard to believe people take him seriously and that he's in charge of the Department of Transportation when actually we are through multiple transportation crises happening in our country. Vladimir Lenin famously said, the best way to crush the producers, the job creators, the entrepreneurs, is to grind them between a millstone of taxation and inflation. Luxury and abundance, affluence, covers a multitude of sins. You are able to be woke when you're rich. You are able to engage in CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, when you have more stuff than you know what to do with. Do you know why critical race theory tends to not be very popular in Guatemala or Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, or Somalia? Because they're too busy trying to feed themselves, find work, keep the value of their currency, and stop rising crime that has been happening in their countries and their cities and their localities. Affluence allows our country to become apathetic and also not care about fundamental economic laws that allow entrepreneurs to create value, that allow prices to stay stable or be down, or competition to ensue. We lost, because of the tyrants and the lockdown artists, both Republicans and Democrats, 600,000 small businesses during the Fauci virus pandemic that would never reopen their doors again. The lockdowns had zero epidemiological upside. The lockdowns did not help in any way whatsoever. Instead, the only thing it did do was only further the descent into a collectivist, private property abolishing, family destroying crusade by the ruling class in our country. Somebody just asked me, is this all by design? Of course it's by design. They want inflation. They want supply chain issues. They want chaos. Chaos is the most proven way for a tyrant to be able to assume totalitarian control over a society. This is not incompetence. This is by design. Carl Icahn, who is a famous billionaire investor, cut 28 says, we're going to hit a wall and a crisis is coming. Play cut 28.
In the long run, we are certainly going to hit the wall. And people may say to me, well, anybody can say that. No, but I really think there will be a crisis the way we're going. The way we're printing up money, the way we're going into inflation. I mean, if you look around you, you see this inflation all around you.
It's coming. And it's created by the bipartisan cartel that runs the Kingdom of Washington, D.C. And what are they debating right now? Another $4.7 trillion in spending. Cut 17, ABC News report on how it's not just harder to find some goods right now, but prices are too high. Play cut 17.
Longshoremen telling me some of these containers have been sitting here for 6 months, with a shortage of truck drivers to get the goods on the highway and into stores. It's not just making things harder to find, it's making them more expensive.
So what are we about to have shortages of? Just a short list. Ben and Jerry flavors, not exactly upset about that, bunch of communists. Carbonated drinks, chicken, coffee, diapers, fish sticks, frozen meals, Heinz ketchup packets, Marie Callender pot pies, McCormick gourmet spices, Rice Krispie treats, Sour Patch Kids, toilet paper, and more are about to have a massive supply shock. So therefore, prices are going to go up. But guess what? The rich, the powerful, and the well-connected, they won't just survive. They'll do better in this. If you own assets, properties, where you're able to adjust your prices easily, you're going to do just fine. If you don't own much of anything, If you are a recent college graduate that was propagandized to go to a college university and borrow a bunch of money you don't have to study things that don't matter to find jobs that don't exist, and you are renting, not owning, inflation will crush you. And you pair that with the labor shortage and then also the vaccine mandates. So this is the worst time to intervene into a very fragile economy and say, oh, by the way, you have to go get vaccinated for a vaccine where people are dying even though they get the vaccine. I don't know about you, but I'm not really worried about catching polio because I was vaccinated against polio. Why are people now worried about getting the Fauci virus after getting vaccinated? Will anyone ever mention natural immunity, azithromycin, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine? Play cut 13. Actually, no, let's play cut 14. Pilot from Southwest Airlines shares an important message on behalf of employees. No medical tyranny will be allowed at Southwest Airlines. And I have some good news on this. I'll say after this clip. Play cut 14.
There's no medical tyranny should be allowed at Southwest Airlines. We're the love airline, the airline of freedom. Our slogan is freedom, and yet our executive management is trying to take away our freedoms of choice.
And Delta Airlines announced in a surprising reversal, Ed Bastian, I think that's the guy that runs Delta, that they are no longer going to force the vaccine on their employees. That's a win, everybody. That's a win of holding the line, not submitting your vaccination status. This is happening with the Chicago Police Department right now. This is happening all up and down sector of services. And if you do not want to take the vaccine and you believe it's not in your medical best interest, hold the line. People are being fired. People are losing their careers. People that have worked so hard in a specific industry. And somehow we think that's going to help with the labor shortage. And here's why Delta Airlines was smart. Ed Bastian, who of course pandered to Major League Baseball anti-vote, you know, the voting law debacle a couple months ago, Delta, which is a Democrat super PAC. But Ed Bastian did one thing correctly, where Ed Bastian realized that he's not going to be able to run an airline if they force those 10% people to be fired or get the vaccine. The airline will fall apart. And what he and for those 90%, I guarantee you a lot of them thought that they were actually going to enforce it. So what's my advice for those of you out there? Hold the line. It might actually have some sort of reversal. But I just want to make sure you're all bracing for impact. There is economic shock that's about to happen throughout this economy. We're going to live through a value crisis where people are going to have more dollar bills than they know what to do with, and those dollar bills will be diminishing and deteriorating in value. Month over month, inflation is near 5%, everybody. You annualize that, you could have double-digit inflation year over year. And here's the worst case. Not only will you have more dollar bills, we have less stuff because we're not producing as much because of the supply crisis. That's an economic hurricane. Hold on for your life. Every once in a while, a coffee company comes along that changes the way we think about our morning routine. Are you looking for a conservative coffee company that shares your values of freedom and liberty and not feel like you've been thrown under the bus because of your beliefs? Minutemen Coffee is that company. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Roasted in small batches and shipped to order, Minutemen Coffee never fails to deliver on time and with the freshest roasts available. Minutemen Coffee supports our first responders, our constitutional sheriffs, and our veteran and military service women and men throughout the country of various charities. I am proud to partner with Minutemen Coffee and excited to share them with you. Minutemen Coffee subscription plans are top-notch and easy to manage on your terms. The coffee is so delicious, everybody. You won't believe it. So give them a try and use Charlie at checkout for 15% off your order. Go to MinutemenCoffee.com and get your freedom-loving coffee today. You will not be disappointed. Well, the czar running the country, Biden, he was captured not wearing a mask this last weekend in defiance to the D.C. mask mandate. Now, everyone says, oh, this is hypocrisy. It's a double standard. No, it's worse than that. I'm going to tell you what it is. But first, Jen Psaki defends Biden. Because he's the president. He does whatever he wants. I mean, come on. It's not like he's a citizen. Play cut 30.
Thank you, Jen. There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should.
Now, what's the real reason here? The real reason is not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. Hypocrisy would be like, oh, rules for them and not for us. No, they think they're above you. That's totally different. They think the rules should not apply for them under any circumstances whatsoever. They truly believe they are better than you, that they believe they are in the divine right of kings. That no matter what you throw at them, no matter what you question them, they believe because they are in charge that they will not be held to the same sort of accountability or questions that you might have to encounter. Meanwhile, children are literally being arrested in Wyoming for not wearing a mask. A student in Wyoming got arrested for not wearing a mask. And we're going to have on our program another student at Colorado State University who was arrested when she comes on campus for being unvaccinated. Colorado State University trespassed and threatened to arrest unvaccinated students after learning they failed to submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Our college campuses have become islands of totalitarianism. I've been saying that for years. These are fascist camps where they are arresting children for not being vaccinated. Meanwhile, Jill and Joe Biden, no mask, walking out of the restaurant, no big deal. I want to get to another piece of sound here. Christopher Steele, who was the author of the Dirty Dossier, all of a sudden he's talking. He lives. I think there might be some indictments coming very soon for Christopher Steele, who was the main driving force against the coup against Donald Trump, because all of a sudden he's doing this massive PR blitz, play cut 26.
Christopher Steele is an enigma. Is he hero? Is he traitor?
Christopher Steele is a guy who picked a fight with two presidents, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and he's lived to tell the tale.
Christopher Steele, even today, is a mystery.
That now infamous dossier said that President Putin has compromising information on President Trump.
None of that was true. Steele stands by a vast majority of that. He admitted some of it was untrue. But if Christopher Steele knowingly submitted information that was going to be used for a FISA warrant application and colluded the FBI to do that, I sure hope some people start to go to jail. And I think the only reason he's doing this press blitz is because John Durham might be circling the wagons. We have an amazing interview on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast with Kash Patel on this very issue, where he agrees. He says this is a profound development. This is a serious development in trying to find justice for the people that spied on Donald Trump and tried to entrap him using the levers of government to penalize and punish someone just because they don't share their politics. If you guys want to get a small taste of the Hillsdale online course, listen to this little teaser, Civil Rights in American History, from charlie4hillsdale.com. charlie4hillsdale.com. Enjoy.
Today in America, there really is only one unforgivable sin, and that is to deviate from the accepted script when speaking of protected identity groups. It is to say something, whether intentionally or not, that either offends protected identity groups or that the elites find offensive on their behalf. What I think is important to grasp from the outset is that identity politics today is not just the dominant ideology when it comes to civil rights. It's the dominant ideology in America, period. If you look at prominent politicians, professors, producers, pundits, Fortune 500 CEOs, tech gurus, journalists, all of the famous, credentialed, and successful people who comprise our ruling class, they either all affirm the tenets of identity politics, or at the very least are deferential to them. Americans are now divided into favored and disfavored groups, and civil rights law, we are told, should not apply to the favored groups. Identity politics is demanding that we judge people not by the content of their character, but by the color of their skin, their sex, and their sexual orientation. And it demands that we do so in perpetuity. It rejects the principle of what James Madison once called equal rights under equal laws. And it instead demands that we build a modern caste system that privileges some groups over others in our laws and culture. Identity politics is not answering the question, who am I? Although it does have an answer to that question. Its primary focus, rather, is the much deeper question of, why is there evil in the world? And identity politics provides a clear and unambiguous answer. Because of straight white men. Identity politics takes and modifies the Christian teaching on sin. It now no longer applies to everyone, but only to the oppressor groups. But here's the more important modification. It offers no hope of salvation or of redemption from sin. Equal group outcomes are now the measure of equal opportunities between groups. And under this logic, all disparities can only have one explanation: discrimination. All disparities are blamed on discrimination, and anyone who suggests otherwise is immediately called a sexist and a racist in order to silence dissent and stymie inquiry. And here, of course, ultimately is the great paradox of this focus on group results. It requires discrimination in order, it says, to eliminate discrimination. If you focus on results, this will inevitably lead you to deny positions to some people on the basis of their skin color, their race, their ethnicity, their sex, their sexual orientation, you name it. The main reason that identity politics exerts such a powerful pull in America is because it suggests that we can either embrace identity politics or remain callously indifferent to the well-being of fellow Americans who happen not to look like us. This, in truth, is a false choice. Identity politics should be rejected not because it demands justice for those who have been unjustly treated, but because it poses a threat to Republican self-government by corroding patriotic ties and demanding special treatment rather than equality under the law.
If that piqued your curiosity, which I hope it did, go to charlieforhillsdale.com, charlieforhillsdale.com. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.